Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
First dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? My dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with something, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Hello, Ramblers, and welcome to a little revisit of our series At The Match, which we made to bring you the atmosphere from some of the UK and Europe's most interesting grounds and games, which for obvious reasons, while we're mostly indoors, I've been really enjoying re-listening to of late and resampling the roar of the crowd. Another early morning in Italy as it's straight on the train north to Milan to see the first steps in the Inter revival, even pre-Antonio Conte. The San Siro might be old, but by gosh, it is atmospheric. And after wading through stalls of some of the greatest Serie A knockoff money can buy, we hang out at the game with Kevin Coe, a rising coach who has a very special relationship with the club because his dad, Benoit, played for Inter and used to come home and tell him what it was like training with Ronaldo and Roberto Baggio. This is At The Match from Inter versus Genoa on 3rd of November 2018.
Thank you.
So I've seen a lot of goals over the past couple of days now. Well, in less than 24 hours, actually, we've seen 11 goals, which I guess doesn't tally with the old image of Serie A as being really defensive. But the thing that struck me today, Kevin, is Inter were really propelled along by the crowd. I mean, you have a crowd of 65,000 in here, a lot noisier than I remember Inter being on my previous visits. There's a great atmosphere around the club at the moment.
It's not a surprise, Andy. I have to confess that since the beginning of the season, also last year, the fans are amazing. They are doing an amazing job. The clubs too, because it's getting modernized. It's working not only on the pitch, also to bring back the brand as the best as it was in the past. And we can see all the consequences of all this work in the stadium. We can feel an amazing atmosphere. People, they are singing, a lot of families. Maybe a long time ago it was different because, as you know, the patient in Italy is completely different. It's a matter of day of life, of a matter of life or death. And so this is why a lot of people went to the stadium a long time ago alone or with a competition spirit, you know. Today is more, there are more families in the stadium, everyone is enjoying the show, and this is great for everybody.
Yes, it's noisy, but it always feels to me with Inter as if it's either feast or famine. I mean, when I first started taking notice of Italian football, I remember the champions that were champions between the two Napoli titles, so what, 90, Aldo Serena scoring all those goals. And then there was this huge gap where Inter never got anywhere close to the title, seemed to buy big players, and it never worked out. And now they're on a... Then you had the treble season in 2010, peaking what started under Mancini. Mm-hmm. And now you feel an upward curve again. When it's going right at Inter... Of course, there are Juventus still on the horizon, but it always feels like when it's going right here, it's going really right.
But the first thing is Suning. Suning is the new owner. They are Chinese, but they know how to get modernized a brand. They know the job, and they know also that in football we are what we can do the best as in football. So this is why they are focusing on all the business aspect, the business part, and they also bring the best people in football here in order to make Inter back at the level as it was long time ago, as you said. Also, that includes, I mean, not only in terms of performance on the pitch, I mean also in the revenues, in terms of merchandising. Everything is working all together that permits to get money. The money is invested not only in the structures and in the facilities, also to buy new players, strong players.
Yeah.
The problem was a long time ago, you know, in Italy we used to don't evolve. We like when something is going well to stay on the same, to keep working on the same way,
yeah,
without looking for improvement. And we start looking for improvement only when the problems are coming. You know what I mean? It's completely different than other countries. And fortunately now, Suning is here. They are doing an amazing job. And also we have to give a big applause to Spalletti and his staff, because this is an amazing family which is working together. For example, I give you an example. Look at all the players they were supposed to leave this summer. And today,
João Mario,
other players, they was not sure. And today, they give, for example, they were at 100% of the performance. They play well. Everyone also was running on the same direction, not just 11 players on the pitch, a family, a group, and we can also see that in the Champions League.
Go!
talking of family, when we spoke earlier off mic, you were talking about how Inter was your family. I mean, you've got a sort of interesting connection with the club because you came over to Milan for the first time when your dad, Benoit, signed for Inter, a very different Inter then. But what were your first impressions of the club as a child? I mean, how old were you? 7, 8 years old?
I was 7 years old. My father was playing in Paris Saint-Germain. Mm-hmm. He signed for Inter, so our history is part of Inter history, and we have, obviously, Inter in our blood, so the black and the blue in our blood. It's you know, at the beginning when we're young, maybe you don't realize immediately, but day by day, you know, when going ahead in the time, you understand how lucky we are to be part of this family. And even today, even after my working period with Inter, even if today I'm out of the club, I keep supporting this family, because
it's not an option,
and it's not, you know, like the theater. It's not the cinema. I'm not just buying a ticket. When you are part of Inter, it's forever. It's for the best, for the worst.
Yeah,
it's like the wedding, you know, the marriage. But this is the truth, and we are really happy to be part of this family. And no regrets, absolutely not.
I mean, obviously, Paris Saint-Germain are a big club, and they're an even bigger club now, and they're in a bigger position sports-wise. But I think it's fair to say there's a difference between the way that football's followed and absorbed and lived in Italy and how it is in France. How did it feel for the first time that you came to see your dad play in the stadium? What was your impression?
I was impressed by the atmosphere, because, as you know, in Italy is special. I don't like to say worst or better. I like to say
different.
And I like to say special because, you know, people used to go to the church on Sunday. In Italy, they go to the stadium, absolutely. And as I told you before, everything here is matter of competition. I mean, they live the football also in the negative, in the bad way. So in England, for example, I like the England philosophy because it's like a show. You are going to the stadium, but there is the before, there is the after, so people can, I don't know, drink a beer, coffee together before they can laugh, visit something together, or go to the shop. There are so many things to do out of the pitch. In Italy, people live for the results. And this competition can... It's a good and a bad thing, because it can be an obsession, you know. So yeah, I was impressed by the atmosphere, by the way the people love football. Obviously, there were a lot of superstars, because 30 years ago, Serie A was the best championship in the world, with so many talented players: Ronaldo in Inter, Zidane to Juventus, Weah in AC Milan, and I can keep going, but it's Tutta Fiorentina, the Seven Sisters, no? You remember, 30 years ago. So no, I was impressed. I got only a lot of good memories of this period, even if I was very young. And you asked me about Paris Saint-Germain, about the philosophy there, about football in France. In France, we used to live the football in a different way, because we like all the sports in France. We are not only football fanatic or football fans. You know, in Italy and in England, we like maybe more, a little bit more football than the other sport. Also, our national teams. In France, all the sports are appreciated, followed. Also, the rugby, also because it's top 14 is one of the best championships in the world.
Of course.
Tennis, handball, so many different sports. So. A different way to live the football. Talking about Paris Saint-Germain, you know, I'm convinced that the money is not everything, and you know that better than me. We need to put the patient first on the pitch. This is the first request in England. We cannot, for example, defend for 90 minutes. What happened here in Italy usually cannot be reproduced in England. People are pretending a show, are pretending energy, are pretending an offensive football with a lot of combinations between players, with a lot of contrast, but with the fair spirit. No? So Paris Saint-Germain, they have a lot of an economic power, important economic power. They are buying a lot of talented people, but maybe the last thing that they are missing is this, the patience, the philosophy, because not all can be bought with the money.
And, you know, when we're talking about talent, you mentioned him before, Ronaldo, when he arrived at Inter in the late 90s from Barcelona, and that was a huge, huge deal. I guess, well, obviously his period at Inter wasn't as successful as it might have been. Missed out on the 2002 title by a whisker on the final day against Lazio, after a bit before he went to the World Cup, won it, and then went off to Real Madrid. Obviously, Inter weren't in their best period when you were a kid and following them and close to them for the first time. But how much of a feeling was there of it being a privilege to see a guy like that at such close quarters?
My father every day told me that playing with Ronaldo, with Roberto Baggio, with this kind of players is something amazing, special.
How do you explain that to a child?
At the beginning, the only thing he can try to do, and he did successfully, is to share this passion with you. So I like football thanks to my father first.
Yeah.
Not because he was only a football player, but because he shared to me this passion for football.
Yeah.
I was free to and allowed to pick every sport I would like, but I've decided to play football and to stay on this way thanks to my father and the passion he shared to me. And then when you grow up and you can discuss with him every day, he can teach you something, he can tell you about some, you know, advices, everything, some stories, some tales. So when they are all together traveling for European Cups or before the match, what happened, but also what happened in the training. So he keep telling me today about his period with Ronaldo and Baggio. It was one of his best memories in his life, because this is an important privilege. Talking about me, I have the privilege to have, first of all, an amazing father who have been also a footballer. So thanks to him, I can receive every day, you know, knowledge.
Yeah.
Football knowledge, football skills. Today I'm a coach, not a player anymore. It's almost 10 years I'm in the coaching now. And really, I feel grateful. Grateful, is it correct?
Yes.
Grateful for everything he's giving me. But thanks also for what he has lived, for what he lived with Inter and all this path. Because he played in different clubs, Paris Saint-Germain, Marseille, Nantes, so many important clubs 30 years ago also. And nothing. In this way, you feel also special.
So well for Inter, and they've got Barcelona on the horizon in the Champions League this week, but it doesn't look like Mauro Icardi is going to get on, which is an absolute heartbreaker for the neutral, but such is life.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the year in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
And I suppose as well, I mean, you've got your own history with Inter now. You know, we can talk about what your dad's done, but, you know, you were a coach here for many years. You know, you've got the UEFA A licence at 23, which is unbelievable, and you're going on with your coaching career now. But having been in so many different positions at Inter, you know, so as a child being introduced to the club by your dad being a player, being part of it behind the scenes, helping to develop the players, and being a fan. I mean, the thing that really struck me is when you were talking to me earlier about your best memory as an Inter supporter, the 2010 treble. I mean, that's something that still really lives with you, right?
Something unforgettable. I mean, you know what's funny? I was living in France in 2009,
yeah,
and for a lot of reasons I have decided to move back to Milan so at the end of 2009. And I remember this season, which is unforgettable because we won not only the Serie A, we won the Champions League. I have been traveling to and followed the team everywhere, so in London against Chelsea, against Barcelona, against Madrid. I have been in against Bayern Munich in Madrid. But the funny thing is, in my first season back to Milan, Inter won the triplete. So many friends of mine or fans told me, "Oh, you don't have to leave again. You have to stay." So it's funny, but no, of course it was an amazing season with an amazing team, so many talented players, and an incredible coach. Today maybe he got some trouble with Manchester United,
sure,
but we cannot forget what he has done here, and what he's leaving now cannot cancel what he did before.
Absolutely.
And not only in Inter, everywhere, because he remained one of the best coach in the world in terms of communication, in terms of management. Okay, maybe his ideas are not every time liked by the people or by the press or by the medias, but who cares? He remains one of the best in the world.
Yeah, and as well, the thing is, when you think back to that season, it made a huge difference, didn't it? Because when you look at Inter before that, of course they won titles before that under Mancini, but it was all conditioned under the shadow of Calciopoli. And so you have this spell, I suppose, between 2006 and 2010, where Italian football's in this weird state of flux, really, because those are two absolutely huge high points in the modern story of Italian football. But on the other hand, I guess it was Inter winning the Champions League that really said, actually, Italian football has to be taken seriously again. We're putting Calciopoli behind us. And, you know, when we've talked, as we were before, about Inter creating atmosphere, creating momentum, I mean, there must have been extraordinary momentum and extraordinary atmosphere around the run to the final and all the games you were at in 2010.
Yeah, first of all, I like to say Calciopoli was before the World Cup.
Yeah.
And I believe in when something, you know, bad happened, there are two possibilities. The first one is it pull you down more, right?
Yeah.
The second option is it can permit to a group to be stronger.
Yeah.
And this is what happened with the national team, for example, first of all.
Because, kind of galvanized them,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah. Because they knew that it was a terrible moment, and the only option, the unique option to show to the world it was what happened was not the reality in Italy is to win again on the pitch. So it happened, but as you said, 4 years later, Inter won the triplete. But before, Inter was winning only the Serie A. In Champions League, they had a lot of problems, you know, against Liverpool. Yeah. A lot of they couldn't go over the quarter of final of the Champions League, and even with Mourinho the first season, not with the same players as Mancini. So with Mourinho, we got in Italy not only his experience and his skills, we got also, he bring with him an international way, you know, an international brand, because Mourinho is like a brand. Also, he's attractive. He likes to play with the media. He has a good publicity, a good image. Yes. So it permits also to all the Italian football movement to get more visibility. Yeah. This is the point. Not only Inter, the entire countries, not only in Italy, also in Europe, because with Mourinho, everyone knows that Inter Milan was more competitive than before. And it was important to take them seriously. Of course, as I told you before, and I'm not surprised, in Italy we can win, you know, in a row, two, three in a row. But that doesn't change the mentality. We have some problems in looking for improvement. We do not look for improvement when the things are going well, you know. There are people, they are looking every day for something new, because they know time is going on. And we need to change, we need to adapt, to get modernized. I mean, in Italy, this is one of the things we need to improve. Look, for example, today, Juventus is going well because they have decided to adopt a modern business model.
There's with infrastructure.
With a modern mentality, you know what I mean? And it's happening also here with Inter. In the first question you asked me, all the reason, this is another reason. We are changing our mentality, not only Italian, international one. And I hope all the clubs, a lot of clubs in Italy, could do the same.
As you say, Suning have, I think, looked at it as a long game. They've built the project up gradually, and I don't think there's any doubt about that. But on the other hand, success or failure is always deemed by what happens on the pitch, and that creates a strong atmosphere around the club and in the stands and all that sort of stuff. There's still that resonance, isn't there, that importance with the Champions League. 2010's not that long ago. How important has it been to the atmosphere in these stands that Inter have looked good in the Champions League again this season after such a long absence? I mean, what 6 years away? And then just the last little bit of that game against Tottenham, it's really just fired the whole season, hasn't it?
The game against Tottenham show you how important it was for Milan, not only for Italy, for Milan to be back to the Champions League, because Champions League is part of Inter Milan DNA. They made the history, they won three Champions League, so excluding the match against Tottenham, I'm talking in general, it was not, you know, important. It was a question of life or death. At the beginning, it was not easy for Suning, because when they arrived, they didn't get the result immediately on the pitch. And as you know, in Italy, we do not used to be patient.
No.
We like to have the result immediately or fastly. So it was not easy. But I was still working at this time at Inter Milan. I could observe what was happening. Behind, you know, not only in the pitch but also in the club. So I have to confess that, you know, Moratti was obligated to sell the club because he got some troubles economically talking, and so with Tohir and with Suning, it was a natural thing, but it takes time, as you know. And so it was not easy at the beginning. They keep going. They never give up. They never give up. Yeah. And today they are collecting a lot of rewards because it's not easy. First of all, yeah. It's not easy. I don't know exactly how to explain, but it's a wonderful story. This is the point. They make understand the people that if we want to change, it's important to work step by step. This is the thing. To work step by step, to fix all the problem, and also to prevent another one, and to fortify, to get stronger the other point we were going on the good way. And after years working all together, I remember talking about the market, the cultural mercato. Mm. As soon as they arrived, they showed the economic power. Yeah. So they bought Joe Mario and another one, I don't remember exactly who is he, and Gabriele Jesus, Gabigol,
yeah,
for 70 million euros, no?
Yeah.
And it was a flop. So they showed to the people, yeah, we have the money, but we also show you. So I knew that money is not enough. First of all, we need to work in the pitch, in our club. We need to fix everything to get stronger. We need to work on the merchandising. We need to reduce the debt. We need to figure everything.
And ultimately, people in the stands need to believe, don't they? And they certainly believe today, and as well you would after a 5-0 win. But kind of thinking for a I guess, relatively standard Serie A game against Genoa, we've heard terrific noise in the stand today. What's it going to be like when Barcelona arrive in the week?
I'm expecting something incredible because it's one of the most important games in the season.
And they're ready for this occasion, aren't they? Everyone around the club is ready for this occasion.
Yes, absolutely. Also because at the beginning of the Champions League, no one's bet on us. Everyone was talking about Barcelona, Tottenham, because we were on the last draw, you know.
Yeah.
So now we are in this situation. We have the possibility to go forward, to go next to the group stage, and this is why the atmosphere will be amazing. Also against the derby, that show also to the people. Inter is not anymore a team on the pitch. Inter is a family everywhere in the city, not in the crowd, in the pitch, out of the pitch, because there are so many thousands of fans that could not attend to the stadium today, but they are still supporting the club outside. And it's going to be important. Let's see what's going to be the result against Barcelona. But I like to say it's not also the last match of the season. It's one of a long series of matches. It's going to be important to try to get a result, but whatever happened, keep going. This is the point, to be keep going on what we are doing, like today, like 1 week ago, because it's not only one match and after it's finished, it's over. The season is really long and we have to take the matches step by step, one by one, and nothing. But I repeat, I'm not surprised for the supporters, because since the beginning of the season, and thanks to Suning's work, everyone is working on the same way. People are coming because the offer are comfortable or convenient for them, because Suning make it real. Before it was different, but at the meantime the passion for Inter has been never cancelled.
Even never went away.
Even if, you know, it was not a good period in the last five seasons, the supporters have been amazing for a long time, and they are showing every game they are here. So we're expecting a great show against Barcelona.
This was a Stakhanov production.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, mate.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And on my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.